Psychological Medical Report. This is a Department of Human Services report for Dickinson County, D-I-C-K-I-N-S-O-N. Address, Suite A, 1401 Carpenter Avenue, Iron Mountain, Michigan, 49801. The name of the client is Benvenuto, capital B-E-N-V-E-N-U-T-O, first name Catherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Her case number is, I'm sorry, her individual ID number is 33202088. The case number is 11541095. The referring worker is D. Trepanier, capital T-R-E-P-A-N-I-E-R. Her telephone number is 906-779-4106. Paragraph. Catherine Benvenuto was referred for psychological evaluation. No, was referred for mental status exam, for incapacity disability evaluation, period. She states that her problems revolve around the fact that she is bipolar, has anxiety and fibromyalgia, comma, right foot pain, as well as pain in her neck and back, down her buttocks, down to her calves, period. She also has left and right torn rotator cuffs, period. Her left knee has a torn meniscus, and she has right index finger pain, period. Paragraph. She claims that as for her bipolar and anxiety problems, they began around the age of 23 when she was diagnosed in Kodiak, Alaska by a psychiatrist, period. She states at that point she went on lithium after several years it became ineffective, period. She believed this was around 1979, period. She claims that she believes she may have had it even before then, period. She describes having severe depression, has been suicidal off and on with manias as well as the depression, period. Her work history has been, quotes, terrible a lot of the times, unquote, and she has spent most of her time in her house, period. Paragraph. It was difficult at times to follow her train of thought, period. She was quite pressured, digressive, disorganized in her presentation of facts, very focused upon and preoccupied by her symptomatology, her pain, distress, period. She describes a series of symptoms, including being extremely fatigued and depressed with no energy, having a hard time dealing with day-to-day activities, period. She states she has to be motivated by others, including her husband, who she also presents as someone that is variably, quote, supportive, dot, dot, not to be trusted, dot, dot, unquote, period. Claims that her sleep has always been a problematic reality for her. Since around the age of 23, she would sleep 3 hours a night, be up, moving things around, doing things, period. States at other times all she wants to do is sleep, but can't, period. Now she describes that her sleep is quite disruptive, and at best she is getting perhaps, quotes, only a couple of hours, dot, dot, sometimes 4 hours, unquotes, period. She states that her sleep is not only disrupted by her mind racing, comma, her worry, but also by restless leg, comma, cramps, and pain, period. Paragraph. She describes that she has to be motivated to do day-to-day activities, such as by her husband, period. She states much of the home care had fallen to her husband to do laundry, dishes, meals, care for the dogs and cats, period. She states her husband must push her to shower, to change her clothes, to eat, period. She claims there are times when she will get, quote, spells of energy, unquote, and she will dust and clean, make the bed, fold the clothes, but these are becoming, quotes, less and less, unquote, period. Her racing thoughts, her poor concentration, scattered thinking has resulted in her giving up things such as reading her Bible, comma, watching TV, period. When she is able to better concentrate, she's able to re-engage in these activities, period. Paragraph, she reports feeling suicidal quite a bit from her PTSD and her very, quote, abusive childhood, dot, dot, abusive marriages, unquote, period. As a result of her abuses that she details, she claims that she stays homebound, doesn't want to go out, avoids going into activities, recreational or otherwise, that she used to engage in, period. She is not as involved with her children, believing that her son stolen things from her and that her daughter had beaten her up, period. She states she finally got herself into treatment at North Point because of, quotes, my bipolar, dot, dot, not wanting to live, dot, dot, throwing things, breaking things, hitting on my husband, unquote, period. In the next statement, she reports, however, that she distrusts her husband, that he is abusive, controlling, and that she is not happy in the marriage, period. She does endorse that she's had counseling to address her mood swings, her rages, her anxiety, her paranoia to some, quotes, to some degree, unquote, period. Kathleen North Point biopsychosocial assessment dated 1/28/2013 was reviewed, at which point she had referred herself with the urging from her husband, was seen for an intake, had been initially denied by NorthCare, then approved after she completed a face-to-face second opinion the prior week in 2013, period. On January 28, 2013, she reported being treated for bipolar disorder and anxiety, as well as OCD and ADD, dating back to somewhere around 2006 when she participated in North Point services, period. She had dropped out of North Point after about 3 months of services because she felt better with the medication, period. However, she reported in 2013 that she was struggling during the last few years with rages, bad anxiety, breaking things, period. She was also stating she wasn't leaving the house because of her anxiety, wasn't able to sleep through the night, was using clorazepam during the day, then she didn't have any at night to take, period. The rages were causing problems in the marriage. She was reporting being insecure about the marriage, fearing that her husband was cheating on her whenever he leaves the home, period. The husband himself was reporting she was having problems staying focused, would start something, then get going on something else, period. She had paragraph. It had been reported she was seeing a counselor at Catholic Charities for about a month. Saw Mr. Shampoo, S-H-A-M-P-O, for 4 appointments, then discontinued because she could not afford the appointments, period. Paragraph. She had been involved in a motor vehicle accident in April 2012, suffered injuries to her foot and ankle, underwent surgery to place rods in her foot, period. She also received injuries to her 2 torn rotator cuffs, comma, has back pain and whiplash, period. Paragraph. She states that she has suicidal thoughts on a frequent basis, but due to her religious beliefs as a Jehovah's Witness, this would not be something she would do, period. She has superficially scratched her wrist with a piece of glass in early part of January, but no blood was drawn, period. There's also indication in about 1998, there was an incident when she thought about stabbing herself with a knife, but the knife slipped, period. Paragraph. She reports she's alcohol-free since early adulthood, although she drank heavily between the ages of 15 and 19 years of age, sniffed glue at the age of 11, smoked pot once about a year ago because she had been encouraged to do so by her daughter, period. She states she didn't like the effects of the drug, and she has not smoked it again, period. Denies misuse of any of her pain or prescription medication. Paragraph. She states that she picks the skin on her face that causes bleeding and sores on her face, semicolon, this was observed to occur today as well, period. There is a history of physical and sexual abuse that she identifies. Period. Paragraph. She complains of having severe anxiety attacks at least every other day. Doesn't leave the home very often because of the anxiety. And further picks at her face that leave scars because of her anxiety. Period. There's some indications from records that she may be paranoid, although she denies this today and states that this is all misconstrued. Period. She accuses her husband of infidelity, has accused her son of stealing her property, but later states that since locking her house, changing the keys, the property is not stolen by him, and now she suspects her husband. Period. Paragraph. She presents with a combination of psychiatric and medical problems that appear to be contributing to a very poor quality of life for her today. Period. She is present today in a very distressed, confusing, disorganized, pressured, and anxious manner, unable to maintain focused attention, come presenting information in a very pressured and disorganized manner. Period. Her combination of psychiatric and medical problems are suggested to contribute to a very volatile marriage, comma, disharmony with children, comma, overall quality of life, period, paragraph. Treatments and medications, paragraph. She states that her psychiatric problems worsened, have worsened from grade school to the present, with her commenting, quotes, the older I get and the more responsibilities I have, the worse it becomes, unquotes, period. She states that all of her medical problems, quotes, are related to my motor vehicle accident in April 2012, except my left knee and my left shoulder, period. She states these pre-existed her motor vehicle accident but were exacerbated by it, period. Additionally, she reports having Barrett's esophagus, comma, GERD, comma, and fibromyalgia, period. Paragraph. She indicates she is medication compliant now because she has the medication because she wants to get better, period. She claims that before her son was stealing her medication and that this happened before she got married to her present husband, period. She believes and reports that her present husband is stealing it after her son was locked out of the house, period. She states that she was noncompliant for over a year, secondary to her medication being stolen or not being able to afford it, period. She has just resumed taking her medication. States that she is taking Lamictal, and that was the best medication that she has been taking, period. Next appointment with her psychiatrist is on April 24, 2013, where she will meet with D. Period Roll, R-O-E-L-L, for at North Point for medication management, period. Paragraph. She states that on February 7, 2013, she saw a plastic surgeon in Green Bay to repair her cut finger, period. She states she was in occupational therapy for 8 weeks, couldn't afford the 12 weeks at Green Bay Hospital in Green Bay, Bellin Hospital, B-E-L-L-I-N, period. She claims that she was treated after her April 12, 2012 motor vehicle accident in hospital, followed by the occupational therapy, period, paragraph. Recently, she has been to the Caring House, comma, a woman's domestic violence shelter. Was there for over a week, period. She states that they wanted her to stay, but she wanted to go home after having pursued with an attorney through legal aid that she would have a PPO placed on her husband, and that he would be served with divorce papers, period. She states she went home on the pretense that he would be picked up by the police with the PPO and be served with a divorce, but this did not happen, and quotes, I'm staying, dot, dot, unquotes, period. She states that she is understanding that he is apologetic, comma, wants to go into counseling with her, and wants very much to, quote, save the marriage, unquotes, period. She states that last night she and her husband got into a fight, but she returned home because, quotes, I know it will only be for a week, and it will give me a chance to get my van. He's giving it back to me, unquotes, period. She states that he has promised to give back the van, to change, to go into counseling, and to stop taking and using marijuana and smoking cigarettes, period. She states that he is very controlling, has isolated her, and does not permit her to leave because he keeps the keys, locks her in, period, paragraph. She reports that she is not only insecure in this marriage, but she has been insecure in all of her marriages, period. She has been married 4 times, period, paragraph. She reports physical abuse, marital abuse by all her spouses, physical abuse by her parents, abused by father around preschool age and brother at the age of 10, period. She reports marital abuse was reported and prosecuted, and that her ex-husband was prosecuted for domestic violence, period. Personal history, she was born in Anaconda, Montana, has 3 brothers, 4 sisters, is the 4th in the sibship of 8, period. Her father is deceased in 1987, mother is alive, period. She states she was reared by both parents until the age of 12, and then by her mother and stepfather from the age of 12 on, period. She states he was, stepfather was abusive, mostly to the older brother and sister, and tried to be sexual with all the girls, period. She states, however, she stopped him eventually because, quote, I pulled a knife and told him I'd let his guts out. I told my mom, but and she put him out for a week. After this, I tried to kill myself with aspirin and sleeping pills, unquote, period. She states her mother didn't do anything when she overdosed with the sleeping pills except call a doctor. And the doctor told her to, quote, make me vomit. That's all she did for me, unquote, period. Paragraph. She reports she was suicidal the first time at the age of 12 and a half at the time of the sexual abuse. And many times after that, quotes, I had serious thoughts, unquotes, period. The last time was 3 months ago when, quotes, I took out all my medications and I didn't do it because my husband was stealing all my medications and selling them, unquotes, period. When asked what she meant by her husband stealing, she stated, quotes, he stole my medications, took $250 from me, and came home lots of times with pot. I thought it was my son stealing it, but now I know it was him. I had a PPO on him, period. He tried to get me committed, period. He's trying to drive me crazy, period. He takes my keys, period. He tells them about my problems, and then they think I'm this psychotic bipolar sicko, period. The day I cut my finger, I threw a vase and broke and cut my finger, period. This apparently was what necessitated the plastic surgeon to make the repair on her finger, in 2013, period, or 12, period. States she was not only a victim of sexual abuse, but a victim of physical abuse by her dad, quotes, he did everything, all of it, to me, my sisters, and my brothers, period, paragraph. She reports she completed the 10th grade, eventually got her GED in 1981, period. In high school, she had classes for slow learners. I got to learn slower because I couldn't learn any faster, unquotes, period. Paragraph. Her work has been as a home health care aide from 2007 to 2009, stopping because of her fall on the job, injuring her hand, her shoulder, and her knee, period. This was also her longest job, period. She states she also worked in Alaska for 2 years as a receptionist, but, quotes, I got so depressed I had to quit, period. Paragraph. She's been married 4 times, her first 27 years, her second less than 1 year, her third 1 year. Her present husband of 1 year, period. She has been divorced. She was divorced from her third husband for 2 years before she remarried, period. She states that her first husband was not physical, but he was never there. He was in the Coast Guard for 22 years, period. She suffered spousal abuse from her second and third husband, who would be physically, verbally, and emotionally abusive, restraining her, keeping her in the house, period. She states that her present husband is emotionally and physically abusive, is emotionally abusive, restraining her and keeping her in the house, keeping her van, not letting her out, isolating her, period. Paragraph. Legally, she claims that in 2004, she had a domestic violence charge filed against her when both she and her ex-boyfriend, who was living with her at the time, had gotten into a fight with her following her neck fusion and right carpal tunnel surgery, period. She states he threw her into a fish tank. She reached up and hit him in the face to defend herself, but, quotes, he called the cops first, and I was dumb, and I smarted off at the cops, and they arrested me, period, paragraph. Currently, she states her legal problems revolve around a pending divorce. She's involved with legal aid, but, quotes, I don't want him to know. He can't know, unquotes, period, paragraph. When reviewing her substance abuse history, she states she stopped drinking 12 years ago because she was having trouble with all this, quotes, the stuff. And my fourth husband, my present husband, well, he's had me try pot 5 times since I've been married to him. He keeps trying, he says it's going to help me, and it did, unquote, period. She denies any substance abuse treatment, paragraph, social paragraph. She states that she has a lot of friends at church who like her, but she doesn't hang with people because, quotes, I don't like to go out, period, unquote. Claims she is very frightened being around people, avoids them, has limited involvement with her son and daughter, especially her daughter, who has beaten her up, period. She states that she does maintain contact with her mother and sister and two brothers, period. At most, she might talk with them for a half hour or so, period. She describes that she is being isolated and emotionally abused by her husband, period. However, come at other times, she is talking about her husband being very supportive, urging her to do things, period, paragraph. Her interaction and involvement with the examiner was very distressed, comma, although she attempted to be cooperative. She was crying throughout, had difficulty expressing her thoughts, was quite disorganized, and limited in her ability to remain on track, period. She was agitated, kept her head down, was quite distraught, scattered, picking at her face, period, paragraph. Interest, paragraph. She states she has very limited interest. She is, quotes, at home and couch-bound because of my butt, my legs, and the pain, unquotes, period. Before, she states she would garden, paint, work on the inside of her house, but now, quotes, I can't do it because I'm discouraged, period. She does watch TV, period. She states she does go to church when she is able to get out, but she hasn't been getting out and has been inactive at church for over a year, period. She claims, quotes, I'm going to try to get back and be active, unquote, period, paragraph. She states that she was trying to take her German Shepherd for walks, primarily at 7 o'clock in the morning, but there are when there are fewer people, but, quotes, I still got scared, and over the past month I haven't done any because I can't, and my husband has had to do it, period, paragraph. Activities, paragraph. She states she doesn't do any chores because she can't stand, period. She tries to, but she can't do it, period. She states she has to have a chair in order to shower, can't make her bed, can't vacuum, period. She claims her husband does it all, but, quotes, he keeps on my butt to do it, period. She states she gets up at variable times. Yesterday she was up at around 11 o'clock, watched TV, period. Her husband got her cereal, brought her some fast food sandwich last night, period. She states later on he made them some hamburgers, period. She claims that he does 90% of the cooking, the shopping, period. When asked what she did the rest of the day, she claims she was sleeping on the couch watching TV, finally falling asleep around 12:45 in the morning, period. Behavioral observations. She came to the examination accompanied by her husband, gave her height as 5'1" with a weight of 138 pounds, period. She was using crutches, crying, tearful, scattered, shaking her foot, quite distraught, holding her head in her hands, fidgeting, period. She had difficulty ambulating, held her right leg stiffly as she used her crutches, period. Paragraph, attitude and behavior. She was in contact with reality, self-esteem was low, motor activity was heightened, she was hyperactive, tense, agitated, labile in mood, expresses a significant degree of dependence, loss of autonomy, come a poor motivation, period. She tends to emphasize, be preoccupied and focused upon her symptoms, period. Her insight is low, streaming activity, severe hesitancy, loss of concentration, disorganized thinking, circumstantiality was noted, period. She was a poor historian insofar as being very scattered, disorganized, and hard to follow, period. Mental trend. She appears extremely distractible, clearly has a problem organizing her thoughts, presenting her symptomatology, reports having a series of traumatic events in the past, with depression being the dominant issue, and becoming very easily angered, having suicidal thoughts, which she has not acted upon except when she was quite younger, around the age of 12, period. She endorses the last suicidal ideation 3 months ago, but states her religion stops her, period. She states she has sleep disturbances, not being able to sleep, occasioned by chronic pain as well as emotional and affective factors, period. Weakness, fatigue are noted. Emotional, she's depressed, agitated, anxious, fearful, holds her head down in her hands with labile mood, period.